Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Mr. Secretary General and fellow ministers, it has been just over a year since we last gathered here. Since then, this coalition and our partners have achieved tremendous success in our shared commitment to ISIS's enduring defeat. This means that ISIS's physical caliphate can never again rise from its own ashes to threaten us. We meet here today to recognize that success, to reflect on the tremendous sacrifices we and our partners have made in achieving it, and to position ourselves to build on it going forward. As impressive as our success has been, much more work remains. This group of 35 countries and NATO organized militarily to confront the specific threat ISIS posed to all of us from its vast control of territory in Iraq and Syria. The threat we face today is significantly different, both in the Middle East and globally, than the one that arose in 2014. We, as a coalition, must adapt to that reality, positioning ourselves appropriately in 2019 and beyond. I look forward to our work together toward that end. With the responsibility each of us has for the security of our respective countries, I know you share my commitment to be leaders within our governments, ensuring a clear understanding of the adversary we face and a clear commitment to defeat that adversary. Thank you. I'd like to recognize the Secretary General.
Thank you so much, Secretary Esper. And it is really a great pleasure for NATO to be able to host this meeting of the global coalition here at the NATO headquarters today. I want to begin by thanking you, Secretary Esper, for your leadership and the leadership of the United States. ISIS's self-proclaimed caliphate is over. It no longer controls any territory in Iraq and Syria, and millions of people have been freed from oppression. But the fight against ISIS is not over. It remains as a deadly threat to us all, in the Middle East and around the world. So we must remain vigilant and root it out wherever it may be. Since the 9/11 attacks, NATO has been at the forefront of the fight against terrorism, not least in Afghanistan. Our experience there has taught us the importance of training local forces, building local capacity to strengthen a country's resilience against terrorism. This is what we are doing in Iraq. Since January 2017, trainers from NATO, allies and partners have helped to strengthen Iraqi forces so that ISIS can never return. We are training the trainers and building military schools and academies, making Iraq's security forces and institutions more sustainable, inclusive, and effective. But it's not only in Iraq that NATO is making a difference. We are also building local capacity in countries such as Jordan and Tunisia. And our rescue support mission in Afghanistan provides training, advice, and assistance to the Afghan security forces to help them in their fight against terrorism and to help ensure that the caliphate that ISIS has lost in the Middle East will not be re-established in Afghanistan. We will continue to coordinate our efforts with the European Union, the United Nations, allies and partners to bring an end to the scourge of terrorism, wherever it may be. That ends the public part of this meeting, and then it's my task to ask the media to leave.